Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Hi again, Bob. John.
Bob?
Bob. I lost my head.
That's okay. Dan has to stop letting you have wine during the break. But honestly, Ruth, we had a wonderful, wonderful show so far. Right?
I agree.
Between Barbara and Eileen, it was really, it's so, Barbara with the technology stuff and Eileen with the advocacy. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because,
patience.
You know, we here at Project Independence, especially through Christina Liu, try to bring it to your attention before it's wrong. You know, it's terrible, whatever the expression is, don't close the barn door after the cow's out. Well, that doesn't help anybody. We try to do it in advance or make you knowledgeable of the stuff that you need to be aware of to try to safeguard you and your family and your loved ones.
I think Project Independence is fantastic.
I agree, 100%.
And Christina, too.
What's the most fantastic thing about Project Independence?
The radio program.
No, Christina! Christina. And actually, it's so funny. With all this stuff going on with what we were talking about with even patient advocacy and stuff, and it's very nerve-wracking what people have, patients have to go through today. But Elon Musk is involved with something called Neuralink, and it's a technology-based electrode system where 3,072 electrodes, am I saying that right, per thread, go through a person so a paralyzed person can actually use a cell phone or a computer.
This is something new?
It's just out and it's in the working stage. But they're actually putting 3,072 electrodes through your body in order to help you move your hand, to hit the button, to get the computer so you can just say hi, food, or something. Now, 3,072 is some number of electrodes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Am I alone in this world? It's 3,072 hours since your last birthday.
You know, I felt it. I was like feeling the hours.
We were coming with it.
Wow.
We switched that one up.
I like that. I like the
thank you to Tori.
That's right.
What's new, Christina?
Well, great show, guys. As always, we were laughing, which just really flew by. You know, and obviously two different topics, but both speakers were really... you know, clearly passionate about what they're doing. And that always makes a great interview. And, I mean, Barbara Melman,
she must be very
she's just
bright.
So great. It's just, but she really, you know, she's been with the program for a while now. And the fact that her classes are so popular now. It's just, I can't even promote them half the time because they fill up so fast. But it's just, it's really interesting that she does this. You know, she was featured in Newsday, which was lovely. So, she just, and I love her travel. I love, on top of the technology, her traveling.
She travels a lot. She said she traveled.
We had her on a while ago talking about it. But she's always going on these group trips.
Is that the woman who talked about, like, Rhodes Scholar? And
I
have those things on my phone. Oh, okay.
Yes.
That was a long time ago. I didn't realize.
No, she's, like, an advocate because she does a lot of these group travels.
Right, okay.
You know, which are really wonderful. And she'll even take her granddaughter sometimes, which is nice. So it was, of course, lovely to always have her on. And of course, Eileen, and her story is just incredible, and what she's really
and it's so necessary.
And, no, it is something. You know, this whole topic of advocacy is always one that comes up in all of our Project Independence things because, you know, we're always trying to tell people. You know, even with the circle of support, you know how important it is to plan and think about these things.
And everybody is a patient one day.
Absolutely, and it's just an important thing because. Listen, the worst thing, everyone's been in a situation when you are not prepared, you know, and the emergency happens and then you're scrambling, trying to, you know, find things, you know, whether it's for yourself or even if you're advocating for someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, you know, when my grandpa would have to go back and forth to the hospitals, you know, luckily, me and my mom had a list of all of his medications and things that he, you know, surgeries he had in the past. Because you need that information.
It was,
you know,
good that you had it.
Well, that's what, you know, we always say, you know, and but I mean, I feel there's but there are people like you had brought up that don't have anybody.
All right.
And those are the people that it's even more important for them to be prepared and to really advocate for themselves and kind of have all their, you know,
if they can.
Yeah. Well,
if they can.
Right. Of course. And my aunt, actually, she's going to come on in October because she's retired now. But in her career, she really had worked for HRC. And a huge
What's
part.
HRC?
AHRC.
What's
it's
it?
For disabled individuals. It's a huge program in Long Island. And she would go around doing these seminars on advocacy because it's certainly, of course, for that population also, it's something that's very important. So she'll
you
be
know,
on talking
I,
about
I
that.
Think Ryan Casey is the, like, the Long Island president of it.
Oh.
And I just met him the other night.
Oh, see?
That's
there
fun.
You go.
That's
see?
Fun.
All worlds connect. But it's just really great. And, of course, you guys did a fabulous job, as always. Glad to have Ruth back. I don't think you two have been together in a while. Cause I think Ruth was here. You weren't here.
Right.
So.
I haven't. Yeah.
Now you're back.
You skipped a few. Not skipped a few. Mm-hmm. We were off a few weeks. Mm-hmm. I missed a few weeks. Yeah. And, you know.
You were on vacation?
No. Well, we just had different things. I was on for one. Yeah.
Right.
Just different things. But it was great. And we were talking during the break that our 8-year anniversary is coming up, which is very excited. So we will have a special show on September 27th. So everyone should definitely tune into that because it certainly will be a fun little surprise segment of different things and talking about reflecting on all the wonderful shows of the past. But on current news, August 17th is the 2019 Beach Feast. At North Hempstead Beach Park, the parking fee is $10 cash, and it is $7 for credit cards or debit cards. There will be musical guests, which is the Mystic, Desert Highway, and, of course, the fabulous food truck rodeo they will have, which will have All-American wontons. Every time I say this, it makes
all
me
American
so hungry.
All-American wonton?
Yeah, it's all different kinds of wontons, which are probably delicious. I can't even. I'm, like, starving every time I read this. crepes and bakes. Exotic Bowls, Meats Meat, Pizza Company 7, Mr. Smith's
I'm
Seafood.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm starving because I could, like, visualize what these things have. Twisty Freeze and Yummy Gyro of Port Washington. And there will also be beer and wine and an antique car show.
Not that we're giving plugs to anybody. But does anybody here go to Arby's?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
The other day, Peter brought into work Arby's French fries with cheese and bacon and something else on them. I just could have jumped into the bowl if I was.
Well, I have to. You can go with my parents. You know, Barbara and Jim are big fans of the Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Oh,
so
first time I had Arby's was in Indiana when I was taking my daughter.
Well,
there
we
was
used
no
to,
Indiana up here.
Well, we used to always go when we were on vacation. That was always kind of our thing. Yeah.
And I'd bring Arby's back. When I drop off my daughter to school, I'd bring a cooler of Arby's back.
Well, you know what, John? Maybe we'll have to get Arby's on the radio
have
show.
Have to
you
have them on. Oh,
Ruth,
you have to try it. There's only a few around. But it's a good sandwich.
Where is it?
The one I go to is in Jericho.
The 107 one, right? You go. It's,
yeah, 107. Yeah, 107.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Right. You know where IKEA is?
So vaguely.
It's a couple of, before you get to IKEA, when you come off the highway before you get to IKEA. But it's worth the trip.
I love it. It's so great. See, look, clearly we're all starving. You know, from slaving on this radio show, we work up quite the appetite. But just a reminder, so it is Saturday, August 17th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at North Hempstead Beach Park. And it's really a wonderful event for all ages. It's certainly a great.
I've been to it. It's very, very good.
It's really, I love it. It's one of my favorites. So definitely check that out. Round up
I think 2 years ago you had some sort of a video bus there.
Oh, yes. They had like a little video game bus.
I had
bus.
My
yeah.
grandson with me. We went into
yes.
it.
Yes. No, so there's really great. And like I said, the food trucks, they found really interesting new food trucks, which is all the rage now are the food trucks. So check that out. And also save the date for our conference. Our 5th Regional Aging in Place Conference is going to be on Tuesday, October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at Harbor Links. It's going to be such an incredible conference. We have really, really great speakers. Our keynote speaker is Dr. Carney, who we've had on. She's from Northwell, and she's the geriatric guru.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
So she'll be our keynote. And then we have two panels. One is going to be geared towards veteran services. So we have three different speakers from the VA that we'll talk about, because there's a bunch of different changes going on, and they're really opening it up to certain things that veterans can qualify for. So they will talk about that. And then the second panel will be the Medicare 2020 updates, which is, you know, goes into open enrollment and what you need to know and different changes in that as well. And then we're going to have, I think we have almost over 50 vendors currently.
Wow.
So it's really, everyone's working really hard on this conference. So I think it's going to be a
great day. Is there food?
Yes, there will be breakfast. I'll have breakfast in the morning. Yes.
You don't pay for the breakfast, right?
No.
Bagels and whatever they put out.
Yeah, well, it's actually going to be like an actual breakfast, Harborlink.
Wow.
Breakfast, yeah. So stay tuned for more information on that. We're going to try and have a lot of the speakers on our radio show prior to promote it, because I think that's always a nice thing.
Well, then know where they want to go.
Huh?
If they've heard it for the best.
That's true. We're just ruining the conference over here. But space is limited, so you have to register as soon as possible. I'm already getting people registering for it.
I can imagine.
I recommend, if you are interested, to call 311 or 869-6311.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's really, we're trying to find really interesting ones, you know, from the nonprofit world, plus, you know, other, you know, organizations as well. And we want to thank our platinum sponsor, Northwell Health, who is sponsoring the conference, which is always much appreciated. So it's really going to be a great day. So please, if you are interested, call as soon as possible to
311.
Yep, or 869-6311 to make sure you could get your spot.
Does anybody call 869-6311?
Yeah, tons of people. Most people do. Because if you're in Great Neck, a lot of times, it'll take you actually to the city 311 if you call. And if you call from your cell phone.
I called 311.
It depends, but a lot of people.
I didn't go to the Manhattan.
Yeah, so it's, but, and for, if you're calling from a cell phone, you got to do 869-6311, which is the landline is really running out.
869-6, okay.
869-6311. Also, a great event, our Nassau County legislator, Ellen Birnbaum, is doing a great back-to-school drive. They sent this over for promotion to us. They are looking for items such as glue sticks, notebooks, number 2 pencils, colored markers, backpacks, folders, colored pencils, oh, and crayons. Oh, look, John already has a donation. He just passed over to me. And you could bring it through from August 12th through August 27th. Between the hours of 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. to the Manhasset Lakeville Water Fire District Office, which is on East Shore Road. So if you're in the area, it's really a great cause. They're going to gather and then give it to kids who need it.
Very good.
I think that's really nice.
You know, people don't pay attention. Going back to school is expensive.
Oh, I mean,
and some of these people are on a budget. So, you know, you want to get them an outfit, you want to get them something. That the supplies are just as important.
And you know what I like about all these things, too? You know, especially with supplies like this. You know, what we've done in the past. You know, everyone has to go and buy things for themselves, right? So if you just go, even if you go to a dollar store, I mean, dollar stores are absolutely incredible now. They have, like, you can get full, you know, a pack of pencils for a dollar. And just by doing that, and, you know, like, so just giving it's nice to contribute to
a good cause. That's
a
great idea.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, not to, like, because we're not plugging certain things.
Right.
But I was in a Dollar Tree, which everything is a dollar. You just know across the board it's a dollar, which I like. I like you go in, you just know everything is, or it could be 50 cents even. But they have the cutest little school supplies. And there was a whole bunch of teachers in there when I was in there.
Because
they had very cute little decorations. So it was a very nice little thing. So it's good to support. I want to remind people that the Hot Project Independence exercise classes are, the schedule is final. It is insane how many classes we are offering. The classes begin Monday, September 16th. Registration opens August 12th. These do fill up very, very quickly. They
is
are
that
free.
Clinton Martin Park?
They're all over the place. So we have exercise classes at Clinton G. Martin Park, and those are total fitness, line dancing, yoga. Then we have at the Port Washington Adult Activity Center, which is the new name, no longer Senior Center.
Oh, okay.
Don't be confused, same place.
Okay.
There's Zumba there, and we have at Manhasset Valley has Tai Chi. We have Zumba at Tully Park. We also have Zumba Tai Chi at Fuchillo Park. Rosin Community Center is offering yoga and Tai Chi. So
wow.
It's
this seems very much, much bigger than
It's a lot of questions. So yeah, and we tweaked a little, you know, some things around, you know, because we're always obviously we're always taking in account, you know, how many people are attending, what's needed. So we, I think this is a great, great lineup. But like I said, you need to register for these because they do fill up very quick.
What about the afternoon tea in Port Washington?
Yeah, afternoon tea in Port Washington. You could read about, you have in front of you. You could tell us what's coming up, Ruth.
Okay.
You know what we're going to do,
14th, Ruth? This is Sinatra.
You know what
tribute?
We're going to do? Can you hold on 1 second?
Yes.
Because I don't want to interrupt you. We're going into a break, so I'm going to take the break, and then we'll come back with Ruth. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.